And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Hey everybody, turn the music down, Milkman. Jesus. Get on the home team, the home page, Milkman. Do it right.
Oops.
God, man, never do anything.
I didn't hear that. Turn up here, Kenny.
Yeah. Hey everybody, we're here.
Welcome to the Madhouse.
Welcome to the Madhouse. Ooh, you sound nice and good, Madman. Very good. Thank you.
Ooh. Yes, I agree.
You're cloned. Hey, clone, what's up, man?
Not a lot, man. Just glad to be back.
White power.
White powder, yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
Green power. I'm going to do that right now. I haven't smoked since I woke up this morning, so it's time to do that now. Cloned, Madman, you want to go ahead and do that on three?
On three.
Sure.
All right, everybody. Music down, Milkman. The designated driver.
All right.
All right. And one, and two, and three.
Are we ready?
Every day.
Two, one.
Oh, yeah. That's how you start a show right there. Woo.
Yeah,
we're here. We're in a good mood tonight, too, aren't we? Are we all in a good mood, Milkman? You're not on the rag tonight again?
Yeah, baby. We're ready to rock some ass.
Yeah, man. So it's going to be a short show because I got to be up at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow. No kidding. It's going to be a bad
Holy
day tomorrow.
Holy shit.
5:30
a.m. That's right. I got class in the morning, and I got to get up extra early. It's the first day of class. Nice, Milkman. Now we know who the one here.
Man.
We know who the one is here that has the gas.
Somebody just take Domino's pizza out.
Yeah, whatever. That was Milkman, everybody. We're going to call him Gas Man for the rest of the night. You guys okay with that? Clone and lazy? Lazy Man?
Blame on the old Milkman.
Gas Man.
All right. I'm constipated. I can't shit.
Yeah, I like constipation. It's fun, man.
Both ends out.
Yeah. Constipation is not fun, man. Milkman, get yourself organized over there. I got a lot of mic noise from you. You know, even clone sounds better than you tonight. What's going on here?
Alright, man.
Alright. So look.
You can't step on the microphone.
Yeah, I got a fart too tonight a lot, so watch out for that. You know, if you take Milkman and you add Madhouse, what do you get? Madman. So yeah. Anyway, we got Madman here tonight. We got Milkman here tonight. We got Clone here tonight. I am Carlito, and we're being
man. We all day in the house.
You get a Milky Madman, don't you?
Yeah, Milkman, Mad Milk, Mad Cow. There's something
mad
up
Milkman.
With you. The two of you are up to something. You got Mad Cow.
You know,
yeah, go ahead. Clone has the floor.
You know,
go
guys ahead. Can't catch Mad Cow.
Guys can't. Only women.
Yeah.
Why is that?
According to women, we're all pigs.
Ooh, he's here all night, everybody. Don't miss Clone. Freaking balls
hey,
tonight,
this
Clone.
Is almost as funny as Goonhead.
Goonhead? The Goonin guy? What's his name?
Charles Goonhead.
Chuck
that
Goonin?
Guy, yeah, man.
Chuck Goonin?
He's about as funny as that fart.
That's Zolar's friend, Chuck Goonhash. Yeah,
yeah,
so yeah. Yeah, Zolar is something else, man. And Lego, I spoke to Dr. Lego and Zolar earlier tonight. It was nice talking to them. They said hi.
Dr. Schmego.
Yes, Dr. Schmegma, Dr. Jewenstein.
Dr. motherfucking Schmego.
Dr. Jewenspitz called tonight. It's good to talk to him.
Jewenspitz.
Nunu says, have you called that guy
is
recently?
Is he working or is he actually... At home.
Maybe he's making listening noises tonight. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm getting high real quick
I'll be
here.
Done.
Yeah. So who do you who should we call tonight? What
I'm smoking.
Who should we call tonight? Where's Lonesome Loser, man? Storm Shadow, what's up, man? Make yourself heard.
Yeah, there he is.
In there.
he's in here somewhere. He'll be reporting soon, hopefully, with numbers. If not, then we're going to end the show, because I don't trust anybody else except for him. Except for Nunu sometimes. Nunu says that we should call some dude that we recently, for one of my promos, it played recently. I think his name was Larry. He had a stupid voice and said the call was vulgar. Larry. Did I call Larry Milkman? When was that? Oh, that's
yeah,
fake.
Yeah, you did.
That's fake. No, you know what? That's a cut-up of another prank call. I made it sound like it was me. I know what he's talking about. That is like the first promo of the show, right? Yeah, that's fake. I'm sorry to tell you, man. That's fake. That's Buddy. that's Buddy.
Sorry to let you down, man.
Sorry to let you down, but that's actually fake. I think this is the one he's talking about. Hang on, let me get it queued up here. Milkman, cut the music real quick for me, man. Not that. All right, hang on.
He said cut it.
Hey. Hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah, look there, buddy. Can you tell Larry that the madhouse will be right back?
I'm sorry, I don't know Larry. He must be out of your mind.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, this conversation is vulgar, and I'm not going to talk any longer.
God damn it.
That's it, man.
That's what he was talking about. Let me play you the real version of that.
Nice.
It's one of these right here. That's all fake. That's all fake, though. I think this is the right one.
Buddy, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Hello.
And that's not the right one. That's what the guy sounds like, though. He calls them a lot. Hang on, let me see if I can hear it.
Yeah, that douchebag.
This is Buddy from home.
Hey, Buddy from home. You're on Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, man, what's going on?
hey, buddy, how you doing?
Well, he seems upbeat.
It's me, Buddy.
You sound great today, buddy.
Well, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, good. What's going on?
We're just doing a radio show, at least trying to today.
Well, that's what you tell me you've been doing for a while. I know that. So, how are things?
things are okay. Well, I think myself and Bubba, we're feeling a little wacky today.
Oh, well, that's understandable, it being that new moon and everything. Bigger moon, you know.
Yeah, the moon is bigger, 14% bigger today.
Oh, really? Is that so?
Yeah, that is so.
Well, that's crazy.
Buddy, you sound very upbeat, very happy today.
Well, thank you very much.
He sounds sunny.
Great too.
Normally, you sound kind of crazy, but today you sound. I mean,
I think you're going so loopy. You're normal.
For nine,
I feel terrific today.
For 90, you're 94 years old, aren't you?
Yeah, I just had a birthday.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
So, what do you plan on doing today?
Well, I figured I'd get up and have a nice breakfast.
Yeah.
Then maybe I exercise in the morning from time to time.
Really?
And you know, I am in a nursing home. I'll probably just hang out here for a while, watch some TV, and then go play bingo later tonight, and then go to bed.
How's Larry doing?
What?
How is Larry doing?
I'm sorry, I don't know Larry.
Larry the potato.
He must be out of your mind.
Hey, what about the black whores?
I'm sorry, this conversation is vulgar, and I'm not going to talk any longer.
Buddy, hold on.
So that's how I made it. Isn't that sad? That's like, yeah.
That's pretty funny, that, man. You made it a lot better.
Yeah, that guy is funny, Buddy. That was a dumb one.
You're on Real Radio 104.1.
Listen to this dude.
Hello.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey, what you doing?
nothing, buddy. What are you doing?
I'm just relaxing, sipping on a cool one.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling.
So, what are you doing up so late? You know, it's 2:30.
All right, I don't know why I keep playing that, but that's just the gist. I'm sorry. We got way off a track here, man. I'm high. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry, Cloned and Madman and Milkman, for doing that also. Let's just continue.
That was Buddy from home, huh?
I'll cut back up the music. Here we go.
There we go. Thank you, Milkman, for playing the music again and keeping us on course.
No problem, man.
LOL, Nunu says, the first line sounds fake, but not the rest. Well, hey, thanks, man. That does come across really good. Buddy from home. The story is, do you guys remember the Beverly Hillbillies real quick? You remember the Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Buddy
of course.
Epson, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Buddy Epson? He was the Jed, the old guy.
Barney Jones, yeah. Scared.
All right, well, Buddy Epson called this people for an interview once. He was like 96 years old. He was really old, like late 80s. And he was talking just like that. He was like, like that. And they started making fun of him, and he got mad, and he hung up. So after that, like every other day, one of the people on this morning show, they could imitate him really well. And that was him right there. That's Daniel. He would call in all the time talking real weird about weird stuff. And it sounded like some old guy from home. It was weird. So that's the story.
You mean it sounded like an old guy from home?
Just like that, yeah. Just like that. A lot of people fell for it. A lot of people really thought it was Buddy Epson. It made national news at one point. I don't know. But he ended up dying, and they stopped doing it after he died out of respect. And I think that's great.
Oh, that's a shame.
I bet cloned, he would keep doing it, you know, because he's low brow.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, I'm going to take another hit here real quick.
Well, that's just like that call that was Katie K did old man. Adolf at Christmas.
Yep.
Adolf stole my life. Adolf's been dead for 8 years.
Who the fuck is Adolf? Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, the call that Katie K done in a Christmas years ago.
Man, we got breaking news here, breaking news.
Go ahead.
All right, if you remember... Sam the Donut Man, he disappeared, kind of. You know, we lost the phone number.
I heard he went to Guantanamo.
Well, no, he came back, but we would call the phone number. We get a fax line. Well, apparently, breaking news out of the Madhouse satellite room is that Lonesome Loser has found a second number. Lonesome Loser has found a second number for the same store. So that's breaking news here. If you enjoy fuck you bitch motherfucker guy, there it is. We're going to be calling him. It looks like we'll be calling him in a little bit here. So be excited, everybody. Be excited, everybody. That's coming up soon.
We got more breaking news.
I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah. DTT says he has class tomorrow also.
News.
Did you know DTT has class tomorrow also?
Oh my God!
No, I didn't know that.
I just breaking news for you, there, Cardi. All
right, okay. Do you guys? You get a golden star if you can tell me what class DTT is taking tomorrow. Milkman, go ahead and go first.
English.
No, not English. Milkman.
Opera room.
No, Madman, your guess.
Computer networking.
No, everybody, the correct answer is flight school. Flight school.
Flight school. Be scared. Be very scared.
ETT's going to flight school tomorrow. Watch out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I have some breakfast for you, Carlito.
Yeah. Stop that, Milkman. That's not funny.
I'd like to welcome some new listeners, cool. Man.
Stop that. Milkman, shut it off, please. Thank you. All right, that's too loud, man. Come on, what's wrong with you? All right, what are you trying to say, Milkman? Let's get this going on the ball.
Welcome some new listeners, man. We got a returning listener, Papa Bear, way down south, Georgia, and a brand new listener, Mr. K, man, a very good friend of mine. Mr. K is out here busting his cans, working his rear end off.
Mr. Clan.
I'd like to say howdy to my buddy, Mr. K.
Mr. Clan, everybody, Mr. Clan. All right.
I want to say hello to Special K.
Yeah.
Special K?
My favorite cereal.
Okay. Special K. Ketamine. Yeah. Clone, what are you doing tonight? What's are you drinking or are you...
Smoking weed.
What's the flavor of the night over there?
Actually, I'm just smoking regs tonight. I'm going to hook it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I'm drinking Coquito. Anybody know what Coquito is out there?
Yeah, man, that's some good shit, bro. It's a time of year.
It's a Puerto Rican eggnog made with really strong illegal
sugar. Eggnog with coconut.
Yeah, but it's made with sugarcane rum. It's basically like Puerto Rican moonshine. It's in that too. It's really strong, and I got it from. Straight from Puerto Rico yesterday. My mom came.
Yeah, we get that shit right here, bro.
The DTT.
Everybody's busting DTT's chops.
DTT, he's mad. I'm sorry. He says it's networking, okay? Everybody, networking. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. AI networking.
All right. We're sorry, man. Stop that.
I wonder where he got that idea.
Don't do that again, Milkman. All right. right. We got to call this guy. We got his number here. The new number for Dunkin' Donuts in Michigan that we call Detroit. Oh,
right on.
All right, we got a woman who just answered. A new woman. Lonesome Loser reports it sounds like a new woman. So, all right, man. I'm so excited about this. Yeah, you have no idea. We haven't talked to my brother in so long. I'm gonna hook this all up. What do I do usually now? Play a song, right? Yeah, okay. Hang on. I got to find a song.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You got the card from last week, right?
I don't know. Someone throw a song suggestion for me. Hurry it up, man. Anybody, whoever's first.
All right, man. Don't ride the white horse.
Not that. We played that last week. Clone, what do you got? What's your
Cypress
gift?
Hill, right, something.
Man. How about... No, Johnny Cash.
Oh, Johnny Cash. Oh, my God. I love Johnny Cash. I'm the milkman.
The new Cypress Hill song, Vato.
Yeah, that's a good song. You got a point. Milkman, we'll play Johnny Cash next. Well, what Johnny Cash song you want on? Go think about that for the next prank. I'm sorry, man.
All right.
But this... who's that by? Snoop Dogg, right? Vato? All right, we'll be right back after this.
Oh, man, I'm going to get this great Snoop Dogg song, man, mixed with Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child for you, man. I'll get it for you by next week.
Oh, shit.
Week.
I was chilling right around my way, 21st
east side of the beach. Yeah, my friend Mr. K turned me on to that one.
Hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, man, I was wondering if you have my debit card still. I called in and you have found it one time. You remember that, man?
That credit card?
My debit card machine thing.
What's your name?
My name is Valente.
Yeah, I think I dropped it with the, you know, it's in the office.
In the office?
You can come tomorrow in the morning if you want.
Are you going to be there?
No, the owner, he's going to be here.
What is owner's name?
Ted.
Tits?
Yes.
T-I-T-S?
T-E-D.
T?
T-E-D.
T-E-T?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hang on, but is this the right number? I mean, how do I get to the office? I wanted to talk to him in the office, you know?
I'm sorry?
I wanted to talk to him in the office.
Yeah, but he's going to be here tomorrow in the morning early.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Excuse me?
Yes.
Excuse me, sir?
I'm sorry?
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Say what?
He recognized it. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Oh, man. we've made contact with him again.
Too many coincidences, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of messed that one up. But hey, man, we got his new number. That's awesome. All right, let's hear for Sam.
How's that back?
Let's hear for Sam the Donut Man. We'll call him back.
He could run, but you can't hide from the bad owl.
That's right, man. We got funds. Whoa. Excuse me, I fell down.
Lonesome Loser just rocks.
Lonesome Loser is fucking shit. He's the fucking shit I meant to say. He's sending a bunch of numbers already, too.
Working man and all a prank call.
Look, guys, I told him to take it easy tonight because I'm not going to do a late show. We're going to end soon. I have a best of that I can play. If PCR wants to carry it, PCR can carry it. If someone wants to go live, go ahead. It'll be playing on the rest of the networks, though. The rest of our affiliates.
Well, who knows? Maybe I'll go on later.
Maybe clone, man. I produced that intro for you, man. You really like that intro? I thought it was kind of weak, but you say you like it.
It's all right. It's kind of long.
Yeah, it is kind of long. Well, you're supposed to talk, you know, with the music in the background when the clapping starts at the second song.
Yeah, it was high, dude.
Yeah, you see? You got to pay attention. I'll shorten it down for you. Excuse me. Damn it. Wow.
No excuse for you, dude.
Nah, there's no excuse for me. I deserve worse. I don't deserve any friends. I deserve to be broke, like I am.
I disown you.
Yeah. I'm not loved by anybody. That's what Kitty K would say. What's Milkman doing? Is he jerking off, watching his cat preen herself? Yeah, Kitty.
Man, do you?
Oh, yeah, Kitty. Go lick your fur, baby. Oh, yeah. Milkman's like the other day. Milkman called me the other day. He's like, "Did you know a cat can lick between his ass?" I was like, "Okay, man, that's cool."
What the fuck?
That's what he said to me. Isn't that sick? What does that mean? That was Milkman the other day.
That's a strange message.
The other day, And then the other day, Milkman said that he was smelling motorcycle seats in the parking lot at the grocery store. I'm like, what the fuck for?
That's just
man,
fucked
you
up.
Didn't know my girl Sweet Kisses rides a Harley?
No, I didn't know. Sweet Kisses rides a Harley? Wow.
Oh, yeah, man.
Does she drink beers?
Oh, no, she don't drink beer.
No, she doesn't
She's
drink
a
beer.
Per
what,
fan.
What does she drink? Wine?
Dr. Pepper.
Right on. Hey, man, how about another prank call, huh?
You know what I drink?
Madman, you know, well, we got to talk to Madman here. Last week I was told that Madman got upset and refused to talk to us. I think we offended Madman. Are you Madman? Is Madman Madman?
No, I'm not Madman.
Madman, no. He's not Madman. Madman's not mad.
That's a good thing, man.
Yeah, that's very good, man. We want to keep the man happy. Madman, so what about the rumors?
He owns the song.
Madman, what about the rumors hang on, we need an exclusive interview with Madman here. We're going to confront him with something very serious.
Madman, go ahead, Madman.
All right, quiet, Milkman. Madman, are you aware of the rumors of you losing a particular group of people on your server?
I don't know.
You don't know anything about that?
Be more specific.
I hear PCU is going to be leaving the irc.lazy-net.de.
Well, that's on them.
All right. No comment on that. You didn't know about that? I don't. Maybe I'm putting you on the spot. I feel bad, but my sources.
They work their stuff behind the scenes.
My sources have indicated as such, and we just.
They don't trust anyone but a few people.
All right. Well, there you go. That's Madman's take on the whole situation, man. You heard it here first, Madhouse News.
Man. I'm the one with no comment.
Clone has no comment this time. Clone, any comment on that, Clone? You're usually all gurgur.
Yeah.
All right, no. We're not going to talk about it. We're going to continue. Moving on with the show. Positive. Milkman's making funny noises. Hell's Fury is sending me numbers. Can we trust Hell's Fury? Milkman, he's sending you these numbers. What's the story? Can you explain this to me? I'm not listening to him right now. Go ahead, Milkman.
Yeah, man. He's the one that sent us a great call about that pastor. It was over a year ago, man. We called the pastor. It was a good call, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Be careful, though, man. He's been sending the same number to the whole all the hosts.
Is he poop, possibly? Are you telling me Dave Parks?
No, Hell's Fury.
No, he's not poop.
Hell's Fury is a guy. He's been here about a year and a half. He was gone for quite a while.
All right. Has anybody called Sakara the super goth chick? Anybody called her yet?
I haven't heard of her, so.
I've heard that one.
Good one.
Taylor's mom. Premise say that Taylor's pregnancy test.
Confirmed, so.
Who's Taylor who has a pregnancy test? Anybody know about that? Came back positive? Oh, man, that's some shit, man. How scary is it? Have you guys ever been in a situation where, like, you know, there's a possible pregnancy? You ever get in that situation? Isn't that some scary shit, man?
Oh, damn, man. One time, I thought I was pregnant. I had to take a shit. That was over with.
Great. Thank you for that visual of a fetus coming out of your ass that you somehow managed to put in there.
It was a little brown boy.
Milkman sat down on a kid and then went up his ass and died and rotted until he shit it out. And he thinks he's a mother now because of that. Wow. We're going nowhere tonight real fast. I'm sorry, folks. Hang on here.
Man. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's you. You're high.
Yeah.
Who's not?
I don't know.
Who isn't high, as a matter of fact?
Are we live?
Milkman. Are we?
Holy shit. Yeah.
Are we live? Wow.
It's Memorex.
I don't know. So who's going to play the best of, man? Clone, you're the spokesman for the R. You're going to go on live? The R. We're going to go off in about a half hour here and shit.
I might.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, let us
it's
know.
It's a pain in the ass to have to switch.
Yeah. It is, man. There's a lot of settings, a lot of buttons you got to push and sliders to do. You know? I hate that shit. You know?
Oh, I know.
When can I just think it and it happens, you know what I mean? You know what really sucks? I'll be writing stuff down, and then I gotta type it up, and I'm like, I wish I could just, you know, take what I'm writing and put it thinking right in the computer. You know? Yeah. I'm thinking out loud, too. Wow. Why can't we write stuff and it gets picked up on the computer screen, Madman? You're the tech expert. When's that happening?
Don't got the program, man.
Alright, well, we should. Text recognition, man. I hear all about it. They've been talking about it for 20 years and it never happens. What the fuck? Get with it, man.
Actually, there's a program, Dragon or something.
Yeah? What about that iPhone? Anybody have a comment on the iPhone? Anybody care here, Milkman?
No thanks, man. I don't want any Mac garbage.
All right. Clone, have you seen it? Do you care? Are you even aware of it?
Don't care. It's too expensive. It's Apple.
Madman, you own an iPod just like me?
I've got a video iPod. I'm fine.
Yeah, me too, right? You know what I'm saying? $599 for 8 gigs just because it's flash memory. You know what I'm saying? But here's the shit, man. You know, it has a...
Nunu said he likes that phone because you can contact all the gays on it.
Oh. Okay. So what, Nunu's a gay?
Yeah, he just messaged me.
Okay.
He said he could cancel... He could contact all his gay friends.
Whatever. Those British people, they're sick. They're all bisexual, those British people.
Hi, mate.
I still want to suck you off right now.
See, that's new. That's the new. The new. Wow. Okay. We're gonna call someone else. We've only done one. We've only done one prank call tonight. Hey, we got Madness Pictures. All right, Madness Pictures. Madness.
Get on it.
Madness.
Here's the pastor's now, dude.
Who's the pastor?
This is a good one, man.
That guy's an ass. I don't want to speak to him. He's an ass. He was very rude to me the last time I called him. I don't appreciate him. No, I remember the last time I called him. He was pretty rude to me, and I don't appreciate that. I ain't gonna call that guy back.
Mr. Buckhannon.
You know, Mary Menzies, you got some man over there.
Why don't you call his father McDougal?
I don't know. I'm gonna call Madness Pictures. Is that okay? Can I do that? God damn it.
Call Jack Masterson.
Whatever. Fuck. Madness Pictures, everybody, coming up next.
I want to hear Rotisserie Barbecue Williams tonight.
Maybe I'll have Madness Pictures. All right, fine. Rotisserie Wallace is the name. That's the black dude. I probably
that's
suck at
the
this.
Man I want to hear.
Yeah, whatever. All right, you got to play something for this guy.
Okay.
All right. Hang on, everybody. This is a great night in my life. All you know that I am a great person, and I have that to say to you, Milkman, and Madman,
thank
and Clone.
You for playing myself.
You're all fucking great. You know, Milkman's audio never works. Why doesn't Milkman audio ever work? Huh? Why doesn't
ring of fire?
Milkman, you're the worst person to talk to. You know what I mean? You ever try to call Milkman on the phone? It sounds just as bad as it does on here. Because he lives in the Virgin Islands, man. What's up with that? Get out of the Virgin Islands, Milkman.
Run.
Listen, man, I've got a great job working for the Rascal Scooter Factory. We just got done with the Wheels Across America tour of Rascal Scooters. I got a new partner, my boss, Mr. K. He's helping design the new two-wheel Rascal Scooter.
All right, man, really, we got to do pranks here. People are mad. You know, Dr. Lego just sent me a text message on my Sidekick, and it's not very happy. So, you know, we're going to get canceled here because apparently we're not doing a good job tonight. And Zolar is talking shit about me, too, in the chat room. So, you know that's who my friends are. Everybody be quiet. Milkman, you're on timeout. Put Milkman on timeout. And Clone, that's rude. I'm going to put you on timeout. And I'm going to put Madman on timeout. We're going to do a prank call right now. Hang on, folks.
Hello? Yeah, what up? Hey, how you doing?
Who is it?
Yeah, my name is Rotisserie Wallace. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I was wondering, I'm trying to get some video of myself done. I'm trying to create a compilation video of mine. I'm trying to get a trade. I'm a free agent after this season, and we's in the playoffs.
Okay, wait. You're calling an adult movie company?
Exactly. I want to do some video. I'm trying to get something big stirring out there on the internet.
Okay, well, you need to call back on Monday because there's no one here.
Well, who's this I'm talking to?
My name is Michelle.
Have you heard of me, Rotisserie Wallace, number 23?
No. Sorry.
Oh, come on, baby. Number 23 with the Eagles?
I'm
the four-string quarterback for the Eagles, yo.
Call back on Monday, okay?
Yeah, but you know who I am. I'm Rotisserie Wallace.
I don't.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
Bye.
Damn.
A damn flag, Papa.
I think those are KDK movies. I think they're. I think they are. They make KDK movies. I should have played that. Yeah, this is Carlito. I'm afraid of KDK. Oh. Our biggest customer. That's what he would say. Our biggest customer, him and his little Keith. That's what the owner's going to say to me when I call on Monday, bitch. He knows KDK. Madness Pictures. They got the madness. Wow. Like Madman.
Sweet.
Madman is so mad, he's got the madness in his name.
The madness!
He's got the power of Satan is in him. He's got an evil spirit. Evil spirit. Anyway.
I command thee, deaf and dumb spirit, to come out!
Dextroamphetamine. What's that? What's that do to you, clone?
Actually, I don't know, but, Dextroamphetamine. I'm thinking it'll speed you up.
That's cool.
It's called Dexedrine.
Dexedrine? Is that stuff that you can't buy more than three packages of at a time? Is that the shit?
That's something that used to be prescription.
That's riboflavin. Which one is that one, man? The one that you can make, can't you make like speed bombs with it? Like, doesn't it explode in houses and shit?
Sudafed.
Sudafed, yeah, that's right. Pseudoephedrine.
Pseudoephedrine.
Yeah, you can
They don't allow it no more in market.
Yeah,
you can make meth with it.
Crystal meth, right? That's some shit right there, crystal meth, man.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the meth, man. You don't want the meth mouth, right? You ever heard about meth mouth? Meth mouth, man.
Do it.
My name is Meth Mouth.
I need a meth monster, man.
It's Meth Mouth.
I used to work with him.
I used to start calling people's Meth Mouth. Yo, this Meth Mouth. What fuck? Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, what up, this Meth Mouth? How y'all do? Meth Mouth. Earth Doc says breaking news.
Stop messing around.
There's fucking breaking news, Earth Doc says. There you go, breaking news. Breaking news. Earth Dog is Earth Dog is a gay, everybody. Earth Dog is a gay. Breaking news.
Oh my gosh.
He just came out of the closet.
Undeclared buys.
Congratulations, Earth Dog, coming out of the closet live on Thursday night, Madhouse Radio, where you get it.
Oh,
Madhouse
wow.
Radio news in the mouth and on the mouth.
Unfiltered, uncensored. Mouth.
The meth mouth. We'll send it to the meth mouth tonight.
98.6 the mouth.
Yeah, man, we're all fucked up, man. What's going on? What the fuck are we talking about?
Get higher.
Who the fuck has dial-up? Madman, you got dial-up, right?
Hell sure.
I'm on my 32K bot modem. That's the dad. Hey, guys.
Hey, with my pants on.
Hey, guys. The dad is here. Hey, you know what? We need to play the gangbang, motherfuckers, don't we? How long has it been since we played the gangbang?
Playing the gangbang in almost a year now.
No. Well, last year we did. I'm going to play that tonight, right quick. Not yet.
But it has been almost a year, man.
Whatever. We're going to do a prank call first, but we're going to
play it before the break.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe during the break. I don't know. I got to take a break.
Yeah, definitely.
PM Gangbang, I think it's called. There it is. That's available online at MadhouseLive.com. Everybody, MadhouseLive.com.
The one legendary call, man. Hallmark, trademark.
Oh,
from the madhouse.
Stand by, everybody. We have, we do have extremely breaking news, Athena. Athena, can you please come here? I need to make an announcement to you, please. Everybody, stand by. We're following breaking news here in the satellite center. Breaking news here in the satellite center. Athena, I would like to let you know. Unconfirmed sources are reporting that a bomb has ripped through the U.S. Embassy in Athens, Greece, a city named after you, Athena. These are unconfirmed reports, however.
Oh, no.
I don't see anything substantiating that. in the satellite network as of yet, so we shall see if Earth Dog is saying the truth.
I used to party in the town of Athens, Ohio.
Yeah, well, I just want to say this right here. Let me tell you something to all you meth mouths like Earth Dog. You don't want to send us fake news. You don't want to send us fake news, because if you send us fake news, you're going to be banned for the rest of the night from the chat room. Let me tell you, young man. So you better hope to God. You better hope to God that some green people die tonight, because if that didn't happen, I'm going to kick you out of the chat room. Look, man, work on that, all right? Let me know if that's for real. But I don't play people sending me fake news, all right? So don't try that, everybody. Anyway.
All right, this just in.
All right, go ahead. This just in.
Kim Jong-il launches a nuclear weapon at the United States.
All right. All right, good, everybody.
Run for your lives.
It's going to hit Connecticut, everybody. Watch out. I don't know where it's going to hit. Where's it going? Where would it be a nice place to get nuked that we could deal with? Oh, if we had to nuke one part of the country, what do you think? I want to say...
the Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands, yeah. Nuke the Virgin Islands, right?
Nah,
no,
man.
One of the 50 states.
Cool, like San Francisco.
One of the 50 states. What state?
Hawaii or Alaska.
Hawaii or Alaska?
Something on the west coast, ding dong.
I don't know. I'd say like maybe like North Dakota. You know, there's nothing out there. Wyoming. Nothing in Wyoming. You know, I don't
think they visited Canada, thank God.
Why would they aim for something like that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if the country had to lose a major city...
If they were going to shoot something, it would be Los Angeles, bro.
All right, so, okay, so if the country had... If the country is... If you know Los Angeles, New York, or Chicago is going to get nuked, which one should get nuked? Which one would you rather have taken out of those three cities? Chicago, right? I'm sorry, Madman, but that's the first choice. All right? Doesn't that make sense?
I don't know. It'd probably be
your bastard's going to hit Orlando.
No, I'm giving you. Okay, look, man. Kim Jong Il gets on the phone to the White House. He's on the White House phone.
Dude, he cannot even barely get it to pan.
No, well, let's say. God, listen,
lucky to make it.
Motherfucker, shut up.
California.
Listen. Let's say he does. Okay. Let's say he does, and he says, "I'm going to take out a city. It's either going to be Chicago, Los Angeles, or New York. You tell me which one you want. You know what I mean?" Or I'm going to make it up my mind my own.
Play X-Men.
They're going to take out Los Angeles, man.
Los Angeles. Well, you're saying because it's close.
Los Angeles has refineries. Los Angeles has seaports.
Okay.
So there's a lot of trucking lines connected.
Dude, New York is the financial capital of the fucking world, man.
But it's too far, dude. They're not going to go for that.
It's the most populated city in America. You got to hit New York, man.
I always print my money.
But they're not going to hit with a missile, man. Link. That's why I had to use airplanes.
Well, which one would you give up first? I give up Chicago first. It's not that important. You know, it's got a lot of people. It's
if
like...
If I had to pick one to go...
It's a B-list star when it comes to cities, you know? Yeah, it's the third. It's the third. Isn't Chicago the third after L.A. and New York? Wouldn't you say Chicago's third in line?
For what, largest
yeah,
population?
Chicago would be one of the biggest
in
the Midwest.
Like, yeah, important cities. I guess Chicago would be the third one. What's number four? I don't know. Atlanta? I guess Atlanta, they had the Olympics. I don't know.
Los Angeles or Dallas?
Dallas is big. I guess. Is Dallas a major?
No,
Dallas
Houston.
Is huge, man.
Houston.
Houston's pretty,
Houston.
Yeah, major, I guess so.
We have
a lot of oil and energy.
We're forgetting Miami, though. Hey, man, Miami's like number four. Miami should be number four, right? That's the fourth most populated city.
It's Dallas.
I would say that'd probably be fifth if you're going to do that, man. Huh. They want to take out all the Cubanos.
Fucking Cubans, they should. Let them nuke Miami, man. We got to get Castro back, man. And get him angry. Gotta put him on some sodium pentothal. Have him nuke Florida. South Florida, not North Florida, man. Just Central Florida, leave us alone.
Satan is in. Satan is coming.
Satan has come. All right. All right. So anyway, we've got the Reverend Billy R. Belcher. Wow. How about that, huh, guys? Reverend Billy R. Belcher. I mean, that's some shit right there. Clone, you want to do a prank call, man? No one's called in. Anyway, MST3 Clay says CNN maybe. I was told they were reporting something about it. Hey, knock it off with the belching. All right, please. I'm going to put you on timeout.
Okay, it's official. I've got the link right here. Thursday, January 11th, 12:13 a.m. Police in Athens unable to determine exact location of explosion at U.S. Embassy.
At a U.S. Embassy. All right. Well, there it is, man.
I'll send you the link.
Okay, do that. I'm going to open that up right here. Thank you very much, Milkman. Once you send it in, I'm going to make sure the toll-free line is open here, everybody, first of all.
It's not.
It's not? You would know. I'll open it after the break. Milkman, send me that link. Thank you very much, Milkman. Very well done. I am opening the link. And it does have the date. Was whale shark dies at Georgia Aquarium. Oh, that's crazy, man. That sucks. What the fuck is a whale shark, man? What the fuck is a whale shark?
You don't know what a whale shark is, man?
Oh, that's the one in Jackass, right?
It is the largest shark in the world, man.
Is that
it's
the one
like half the size of a whale?
Is that the one that
in its body it eats plankton?
That's the one that Steve-O swam with someone else, right? In Jackass, the first one.
I think so, man. He had a Hot Wheel stuck in his ass.
Yeah, he did, man. Yeah, he did. We was getting a call over here.
For Jonathan.
Hang on. No, it's not Jonathan. I think it's Ted. Hang on.
Hello, go ahead.
Yo, what up? Is this the Mouth?
Yeah, this is the Mouth. What are you doing, man? The Mouth of the South.
Yo, man, I finally got that URL put in the browser.
Yeah, 98.6themouth.com. Very easy to do, my brother.
What's up, nigga?
Nothing, man. How you been?
All right.
All right, good, good. What do you hear about a bombing in Athens? True or not true? What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? I don't know. I looked at CNN and I didn't see anything.
I didn't either. If it was a bomb, it was probably just a little grenade. Nothing big. I wouldn't worry about it. Anyway.
Well, I don't know. I mean, anywhere there are U.S. embassies, was it an embassy or what was it?
Embassy in Greece, the Grecian embassy. Our embassy in Greece. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, then I believe it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there it is. I don't know. I guess we'll monitor the situation. Milkman's on it.
You know what I think we should do? To solve this Iraqi situation, the whole war on terror, I think we should just initiate Armageddon.
And just get it over with?
And just have everybody who has a difference with everybody else just kill each other off one by one.
Yeah.
And then, but there has to be some observers, like 10 people who are hiding underground, who are all like-minded individuals. And then once everyone who has killed each other and there's one person standing, then the 10 people emerge and then kill that one person. And then start over again.
I agree. I can't say I agree with that. That's kind of morbid, Ted. You get this morbid sense sometimes, my friend. Morbid sense, man. But it's okay. Try to keep it up.
Honestly, how do you solve a problem where everyone hates each other?
You don't. You don't get involved in the first place. What the hell are you going to do now, man? It's not Vietnam. Now it's even closer, and it's made a bunch of even more people pissed off. You know, first time around, we just pissed off the Asians. And not really. This time around, we pissed off every Muslim country.
The Asians are buying our fucking children from us, and we don't even realize it.
Well, how are they buying the children? What? What's this now? What's this conspiracy? Report.
It's not a conspiracy. It's
I got the link.
A known fact that, okay, you ever been standing in line in Walmart or even the freaking grocery store, and you see that Kobe DVD player for like $19.99 after discount?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So you got to wonder, how can a DVD player be made for... Well, it's not being made for $20. It's being sold at a profit for $20.
They pay those people a lot less than they do in the United States.
Okay. So what happens is that, you know, we send all our money and all our jobs over to China for manufacturing.
Right.
All this stuff gets produced for very little money.
Yeah.
And then the Chinese turn around and they take that money that we plunk down at Walmart and they buy savings bonds in our government. So they're buying up our currency.
Right.
So they're buying our future.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Yeah, you got a point. Okay. Yeah.
So the cycle is that we keep buying shitty, cheap goods. They keep polluting the environment and whipping people at the end of a stick to work faster. And the Chinese government is buying futures in our government.
Yeah, and they're putting a man on the moon, too.
The yellow tide.
Yeah, the yellow tide. Yellow fever, man. Yeah. No, but...
is that what it's called when you have the hots for a Chinese girl?
Oh, yellow girl, yeah, yellow fever. I think that's what it's called.
But what he's talking about is called the yellow tide.
The yellow tide, that's what they say. But they're going to they outbreed us and stuff. But, you know...
So we're screwed. If we say, oh, we're not buying your cheap-ass goods anymore, they'll say, well, we'll destabilize your economy.
Let me tell you what, man. I'm a big opponent of Walmart. I don't shop there. You ever been to WalmartWatch.com?
Have you seen the movie Walmart, the high cost of low prices?
Yes, I saw it. Yes, I did. And have you seen the documentary on the Frontline did on Walmart, too?
No.
Very good document. Yeah, they did a very good job. They showed, like, how bad a company it is because it's very negative. And they said that basically America ships out raw resources out to China, and China returns goods right back to it. Exactly
totally
how it works, right?
Up because they have like no environmental control.
Yeah.
And here we are in California with the governor. We must reduce the greenhouse emission. And over in fucking China, you know, some hippie San Franciscan who is, you know, driving his Prius to and from whatever, doesn't realize that the DVD player he just bought caused more pollution than he ever would have had he been driving a non-hybrid car.
I don't know. You think?
So messed up. Have you heard about the brown cloud from Asia?
No, the brown cloud.
That makes its way over to Europe, and it's like all the pollution that gets...
Yeah,
something like that.
That's fucked up. The fucking brown cloud, man. Oh, man, they should call it the yellow cloud.
I don't know, man. It's like...
The yellow cloud.
There's just this seething desire for wealth that I see in the eyes of the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I think we must destroy them.
We're going to have to. What's going to happen? No, when Walmart is like the largest consumer of Chinese goods in America is Walmart. Okay? They're the one that purchased the most, and they have a bigger economy than pretty much all third world countries, you know, the Walmart Corporation does. The problem is, what happens if, you know, we go to war with China, or we have a thawing out with China, or China invades Taiwan, you know, or something happens like that? You know, what's going to happen when that happens, you know? What's Walmart going to do? You know, if they can't get goods from China, it's going to affect the, you know, people who live right now, you know, the typical Walmart mom who shops at Walmart once a week, gets all her food, everything she needs for the house. She gets her hair done. She can see a doctor. There's a fucking walk-in clinic right here in the Walmart in my town.
Really?
Man.
Wow.
You can get your car fixed. You can buy gas. You can do everything you need to do in one facility. You can get gas, your car fixed, your oil change. You can get a haircut. You can see a doctor. You can do your banking. You can get your portrait taken. You get glasses. You know, you can eat. There's two restaurants in it.
I've done that once.
It's
when I was
sick.
An undergrad, I did do that once. I went to Walmart, got my oil changed, shopped for groceries, and got fitted for new glasses in one visit.
Yeah, you see? That's how they do it. That's what they're trying to do, man. And the thing is, it puts a lot of people out of work. They end up having to work at, you know, at Walmart. Not everybody, but they get to that point, you know. And what's going to happen if Walmart goes, you know, is affected by not being able to sell Chinese goods anymore, if that were to happen? How many people are going to lose their jobs? Walmart's the biggest employer in the United States, is it not?
Well, no, but it encourages a society where we have the working poor.
Yeah.
People have jobs that don't actually pay the bills.
No benefits. You know,
yeah, they actually instruct their employees on how to get health care.
Anti-union.
Yeah.
You know?
They fly their private jets around to quell any talks of union.
Yeah. It's sick. You know, the you know what happened with the butchers at Walmart, the butchers that wanted to unionize, and they voted to unionize the butchers at Walmart, and Walmart just came in and said, all right, you guys are all fired, and they got rid of butchers altogether and got all their meat pre-cut. And that's how they sell it at Walmart. There's no butcher in Walmart. If you go to Walmart to buy meat, a steak...
I've never heard of a Walmart that had a butcher.
Yeah, that's why. That's what happened. There used to be when they first started doing their little thing, and they wanted to unionize, and they said, okay, sure, you want to unionize? We don't need you anymore. And they get their, you know, they get all their meat cut, pre-cut, and packaged at the plant that it comes out of. You know what I mean? A lot cheaper. They don't have to pay a butcher salary now. What's the point?
From my perspective, it's like, I think we can bitch and complain all we want about how evil corporations are and how evil places like Walmart are, but nobody grabs us by the wrist and drags us into the store and makes us pay 30 cents for a loaf of bread.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of ways that you can pay full price for things, and, you know, quite possibly it was produced responsibly, but yeah. we all want to stretch our dollar as far as possible.
It's hard not to.
In the short term.
It's hard not to in these days, man. It's hard. It's hard for me to know that I can, you know, buy a lot more groceries with the $50 if I went to Walmart instead of the regular grocery store, but I make that choice, you know? And I'm living paycheck to paycheck right now, so it's not even funny. But you got to survive, man. All right, look, I gotta get out of here pretty soon. Do you want to do a prank call with me?
Yes, please.
All right, let's try to get something more upbeat here. People are complaining about it. You should just see my screen just coming out. Fucking do pranks. You suck.
Prank monkey prank.
Do pranks, Carlito. Here's the friend. All right, Milkman's being loud again, as usual. You want to call a bowling alley, man?
A bowling alley?
I got back alley bowling in Bishop, California.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make that happen. Hang on.
Back alley.
Yo, this is back alley?
Yes, back alley.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Now, I went bowling yesterday evening.
Yes.
And my ball didn't come back.
Well, let me transfer to the front desk, okay?
All right, do that.
Can you hold, please?
Yeah.
Back alley.
Yo, this is back alley?
This is back alley.
Yeah, I was up in there playing bowling last night with a couple of my friends, and my ball never came back.
Your ball never came back?
Yeah, I had it
on the rack somewhere. We're open till 10, so if you want to come in and look for it, come on.
Now I was want to work a trade with you.
A trade?
Yeah, I never brought back the shoes.
Oh. You got the shoes with you, huh?
Yeah. So,
okay, where you at?
So, now I said maybe I work a trade with you. I just keep the shoes and then you keep my ball.
No, we need the shoes, dude.
They got a problem there because my girlfriend kind of like them.
What size were they, do you know?
Shh, don't be laughing, man. She in another room.
Yeah, size 8, right?
No, I got size 13. You know what they say.
Yeah?
Bigger the feet.
Yeah, okay, you do have a size 13 there, don't you?
That's what she said, but...
Yeah, but that's the shoes you got?
They're bowling shoes.
Yeah, are they a 13 that you have?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we
just
really
mark
like
it, mark
shoes.
It down. I'm gonna keep the shoes and you keep my ball.
Well, we don't really want your ball, but we'd like to have our shoes back.
But y'all didn't give me the ball back.
Probably it didn't come out of the machine. You have to tell them if it doesn't.
No, I got that small bit of pleasure that I get from throwing my big black ball at them white pins.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And,
well, just bring them in if you can.
All right, I'll be up in there directly.
Okay.
All right, peace, brother. Not now.
Yeah, bye.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
That was pretty good. It's crazy, Tommy, with the fart, and then, like, right after the fart, he just said, hey.
What is the history with this fuck you, bitch motherfucker?
He used to call him, like, tons and tons of times. I'll play one of his pranks you can hear. I'll send them to you. We called him for about 4 months straight, I think, just pranking him.
Uh-huh.
And he's just very angry. He's a lot like, the Hassan Market calls, you remember? You know those?
Oh, so it's an Arabic guy.
Yeah, it's an Arabic guy, but he's... Like, he asked my old co-host, Andy, he's like, you know, how big his dick was. Like, show me your dick, he said to him, or something like that. Like, some kind of Muslim insult, but it came out across, like, really gay. He was like, show me your dick, you motherfucker, like that. You know, it's just stuff like that. It was real funny. And at one point, we prank called a British guy who was Muslim in Britain. And then he was real cool with us, and we had him call Sam and had him translate for us while we tried to negotiate something with him. And it just ended up being like them talking Muslim, Muslim back and forth for like 10 minutes, and us talking about, I don't know, long
story. Yeah, why don't you play it
then? Yeah, I don't have that one separated, but I got the rest of them. I'll play this stuff tonight. You got it, man.
Okay.
All right, on. All right, man.
Good talking to you guys.
All right, man. Good talking to you. Thanks for calling in, Ted.
All right, later, guys.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Great call, Bubba.
You know what? Say what you want about Ted. You don't like him, but that was a good call. That was a very good call about the black man. It was a good call. Anyway. All right, hang on. Let me get this situated over here. I was supposed to take a break. So let's...
My girlfriend knocks my shoes, Mike.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm a fifth string quarterback.
Whatever.
The New Orleans Saints.
Clone, Madman, you guys there? You guys okay? What's going on? Kind of quiet. Yeah, whatever. Whatever, man.
I get there. I'm rolling a bogger.
Yeah. Madman's upset.
Huh? Bong. What? What?
Yeah. That's all he heard was bong. I don't want to work tomorrow, man. Fuck work. You know? God damn it.
Call in, tell him you got anal glaucoma.
I'm out of...
You work with me, man.
I'm out of days. Anal glaucoma.
If you work at the IT department...
Yeah, you just can't see your ass coming in.
You'd love it.
What the fuck is anal glaucoma, man? That's some gay shit.
It's where you just can't see your ass coming in.
Whatever, man. That's fucking retarded. Okay, seriously, I'm gonna go now, actually. I'm done. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play a break, and after the break, we're going to play the Prankmaster Gangbang, we're going to play the Fuck You Bitch,
yeah,
Motherfucker calls, and then we're going to play the best of that I've made of the first year of the show. Best of the first year of the show.
Hey, can you put Pascali, the first Pascali call in there?
Yeah, it's in
and
there.
And the shotgun motherfucker kid.
It's in there. It's all in there, man. Don't worry about it. All right. Relax. Hang on. What did I say I had to get? All right. Well, I would like to thank Lonesome Loser. I would like to thank Ted for calling in. I would like to thank everybody who listened.
Yeah, man.
I'd like to thank Cloned and Madman and Milkman. Cloned, go ahead and say hi to your fans right quick and tell them what's going on. Are you going on next? What's the deal?
Good.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Smoke weed every day.
All right. Madman, go ahead. Now's the time.
Head to the right and cough.
Now's the time to say something, Madman.
Thanks, Carlito.
Yeah. Good. Thank you, man.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to Madhouse. Tune in next week.
Thank God. All right. Milkman, say something real quick.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Milkman, you have 60 seconds or less. Remember what we talked about. Go ahead.
10-4. Hey, Matt. I'd like to thank all our friends that helped make this possible, man. Especially you, the hardest working man of all of Prank Radio, the Lonesome Loser. God bless the Lonesome Loser, because what would we do without him? Thank you so much. I also like to thank our new listeners, Papa Bear. Also, my buddy, Mr. K, over there in the IT department at Rascal Scooters. Thanks a lot. Hope you're not working too hard. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd like to especially thank my babe, my honey, sweet kisses. Love your sweet kisses. And everybody else out there listening, especially you, our dedicated listeners, we love you, man. We did it all for you. It didn't cost a dime to you. We paid, and you had fun. Thank you so much, Mr. Madman, for your wonderful IRC chat boxing room. We can knock somebody's teeth out and come back and shake hands. If you get your band lifted. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, that's it. Thank you very much, everybody. There we go. All right, guys, gentlemen, thank you for being on, man. All three of you. You've been great tonight.
And thanks to Carlito, man.
Sorry we're so quick.
Leader.
All right. Clone, take care of yourself, man. Be nice. Behave yourself. Madman, you too.
Have a nice night.
All right. There it is. Is that it? Are we done? Okay, good. They're telling me we're done, everybody. That's not the right one. Oh, man.
You're telling us you're done.
Yeah, I'm done. Hang on.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, look there, buddy. Can you tell Larry that the madhouse will be
in less than 5 hours?
Whatever. Now we got a caller. Jesus fucking Christ. Why can't I ever end anything?
Oh, it's the training school, man. You and DTT got a special early study.
Hang on, I gotta talk to this cat real quick. Hang on, man. Let's make this quick. I gotta get out of here.
Hello, you're on the air, Dr. Lego. How are you?
Hey, man. I just, I heard you guys thanking everybody, and
yeah.
I just wanted to thank you, Carlito.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lego. That's right, man.
Because nobody thanked you, and... honestly, man, you've got some funny shit going on.
Man, you're funny, too, and I love you, man. I love you, yes, I do.
I love you, too, and you
yes, I do. Yes, I do love you. Yes, I do, Dr. Lego.
You're the king of the black cloud.
I love you, Dr. Lego.
All right, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Are you going to go on air, next week at 10 o'clock or 11?
Next week? 10:30. I get out at 9:30, son.
All right, 10:30 it is.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get them to work with me.
Zolar and I don't know if you know that Zolar and I were on before you, trying to, build it up by the time you got
I'm trying, man. It's hard, man. I got to work, and then I'm trying what I can, man.
I've been going since 8 o'clock this morning.
I know you want to kick me off. I know you want to kick me off, man. Everybody, he wants to kick me off. He said to me on the phone tonight. He said he wanted to kick me off there, he said.
Up at 5:30 and shit.
He said he's going to get rid of me, he said, man.
Who?
I don't want to get off the air, everybody. Man, talk to me about it.
Why don't you just call in sick tomorrow? Tell him you got, that mangina.
I got school tomorrow, man. I mean, I don't know. What am I going to do? You going to kick me off the air, man? I mean, I don't know. What am I going to do?
Say you got something growing.
I don't know,
dip.
Man.
Tell him you got milk man.
You heard me. I say, sip. Fuck you.
You're gonna kick me off the air, man, for real?
No, never.
I know, I'm just I'm really high, dude. Athena says hi, by the way.
So, say hello to Athena.
Hey, Athena, Dr. Lego says hi! That's
I talk. Write another song about her.
That's why I talk about her. Talk to her around here, did you know?
What happened?
I talk to her like that all the time around here.
Dude, I gotta write another song about her.
No, come on now.
I mean a good one.
All right, well, be nice, man.
Yeah,
all
well,
right.
Dude, I thought the hoot that
you know, you want me to work with you, you work with me, man.
Dude, I was only thinking for your show. I was going to come up with something good for your show.
All right, man, just work with me. Work with me, man. Work with me.
I'm working with you. I'm
work with me,
all
man.
Right, listen, I just called in to say, yo, you're thanking everybody.
Work with me.
I didn't hear anybody thank you, so I wanted to...
No one ever thanks me.
I wanted to stop and thank you, babe.
No one thanks Santa Claus,
I heard you, deaf daddy.
What I'm talking about.
You know the bullshit is, Santa Claus comes and he gets all the credit for Christmas, and no one cares about Dad, who had to work to make the money, who had, had to sit in line in the store to get the bicycle, had to put it together, busted his knee when he was putting it together probably, probably had to float his paycheck, for an extra week or something like that. All to get the kid.
You know what, dude?
And he doesn't
I hear what you're saying, and you know what? Santa Claus gets all the credit, but you want to know something, dude?
Jesus is the
and
reason
thinking
for
about
season.
Dad, but on top of everything else, nobody thinks about those poor little elves that fucking sit in the cold in the middle of the fucking North Pole building all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, talking about China, man. What about the elves, man?
Yeah.
You know, we should boycott Christmas, man.
Dude, I would
fuck
love
it, dude.
Honestly, I can't deal with the holidays.
We're starting it right now. You know what? I'm not celebrating Christmas next year. Athena, get rid of the tree. We bought a new tree this year. It's still up. Is your menorah still up?
Dude, no. You know what, bro? I do Christmas and Hanukkah. I do them both.
Did you blow the shofar?
No, that's Rosh Hashanah, bro.
That's Dr. Lego every night.
No, the way it goes is the fucking rabbi would say something like, "Ba-li-la-la-la," and then the guy would go,
"I heard your dad would turn around and fart and be like,
dude, like you would probably be naturally good right in a temple. I mean, you would just let out the fucking black ass.
Yeah, come on, we gotta do a Hava Nagila song, man.
Alright.
I gotta get that song.
Alright, I'll download it.
Alright, look, man, here's the deal. I'm gonna play a best of for the rest of the night because I need to go to sleep.
You do that. I just wanted to call and say yo.
Man. I know, but if you want to kick it off, if you want to go live, if Rav wants to go on again, then sure, man. Kick me off. Kick off. Kick the string.
It's all good. And listen, I just want to let everybody know, Sean Ward is coming.
I talked to Sean Ward. He said he's coming back, everybody. Be tuned for Sean Ward. He's very excited. He said very good things about everybody, he said, too. He said, hi, Dr. Lego.
I know. He loves me. I love him.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a little, you know, you gotta be careful with him. You know what I mean?
He's crazy.
You ever train a baboon to suck your cock?
Oof, dude, that could lead to being a mangina.
Yeah, he could snap it off like a celery stalk, but...
And then they'd have to, like, fucking take the rest of it and just stuff it up inside something.
Yeah, but hey, if you take my advice, you treat getting Sean Ward on your network like you would treat training a baboon to suck a dick. All right?
Or cheat his dick.
Or training a cheetah to let you go down on him.
All right, man. Go get some sleep, man.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Dr. Lego, everybody. DrLego.com. All right.
So, yeah, we're leaving now. Bye. Good night, Milkman, Cloned, and Madman.
Fuck you. You heard me. I say.
All right. Thank you, our fearless leader.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker. You dick sucker.
There. It's done. Now that the representative of South Africa has been mind programmed, all of the world's leaders on Earth are under mind control. When they meet tomorrow in special session, I, Doom, shall be voted master of the world. My plan is foolproof, but just in case.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't you think you're being kind of like, I think you're being kind of a dick. Bro, that's not even cool to say that. Bro.